From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Britain has refused a request by the Ecuador embassy and for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be given diplomatic status. Steve Barragona has more.
Assange has been holed up for more than 5 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was granted asylum in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over rape allegations. A British spokesman said that London was not in talks with Ecuador on this matter, and that the way to resolve this issue was for Julian Assange to leave the embassy to face justice. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Wednesday that a lot of good talks are going on right now and that he sees a lot of good energy surrounding the North Korean issue.
I think we're going to have, because of strength, peace through strength. I think we're going to have a long period of peace. I hope we do.
He reiterated his comments earlier in the day that he spoke with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and got a lot of good feedback about the first high-level talks between North and South Korea in 2 years. Tunisian protesters burned down a regional national security headquarters near the Algerian border, prompting authorities to send in troops after police retreated as unrest over prices and taxes continued nationwide. Over 300 protesters were arrested overnight, and the army was deployed in several cities to help quell violent protests in Tunisia 7 years after the overthrow of autocrat Zine El Abidine Ben Ali in the first of the Arab Spring revolts. Authorities in the North African country of Tunisia say more than 500 people have been arrested after 3 days of violent protests over government-imposed austerity measures. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte will not act on an objection by Japan to a new statue in Manila that commemorates the Filipino comfort women who worked in Japanese military brothels during World War II. Presidential spokesman Henry Roque told reporters relations between the two countries remains very strong, playing down concerns that the statue could hurt relations with Japan. John Salvador, General Secretary of the Gabriela Women's Group, explained the significance of the statue.
At this point sa ating history as a nation, may significance yung statue doon sa pagtindig natin about the issue of the comfort women at yung wartime atrocities ng Japanese government.
About 1,000 Philippine women were forced into prostitution by Japanese troops during the war. Luis Ramirez reports that the South Korean government said Thursday it plans to ban cryptocurrency trading. The announcement sent Bitcoin prices plummeting and threw the virtual coin market into turmoil as the nation's police and tax authorities raided local exchanges on alleged tax evasion.
The clampdown in South Korea, a crucial source of global demand for cryptocurrency, came as policymakers around the world struggled to regulate an asset whose value has skyrocketed over the last year. Justice Minister Park Sung-kee said the government is preparing a bill to ban trading of the virtual currency on domestic exchanges. A press official said the proposed ban on cryptocurrency trading was announced after enough discussion with other government agencies, including the nation's finance ministry and financial regulators. The local price of Bitcoin plunged as much as 21% at midday trade to just over $17,000, still trading at around a 30% premium compared to other countries. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Israel has given final building approval for 352 homes in settlements in the occupied West Bank, an anti-settlement movement said on Thursday. Construction that Palestinians see as jeopardizing their prospects for statehood. Settlements are one of the most heated issues in efforts to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, which have been frozen since 2014. Kenya Airlines says it will begin daily direct flights to the United States in October after years of being blocked by U.S. authorities over security concerns. The flights will take place between Nairobi and New York. Kenya is East Africa's economic hub and has suffered from the extremist threat posed by the Al-Shabaab insurgency in neighboring Somalia. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.